Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, come on down, Francisco. That's right. Could be Captain Day. I'm your captain. Zoo asked me, any Captain songs? I'm like, damn right there are. Grand Funk Railroad, baby. I only know a couple, but that's one of the good ones.
You can't stop the funk.
Can't stop the funk. I like, that song is great. And then the other one is obviously...
American Band?
Well, I'm an American. We're an American band. No, but I like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I hate my 2 a.m. brain. I can't tell you how much I hate my 2 a.m. brain. Like, it's just, I don't know what's going on. She's Some Kind of Wonderful. My baby, Some Kind of Wonderful. Yes, she is. That's a great song. When I hold her in my arms, you know she sets my soul on fire. Yeah, when my baby kisses me, my heart becomes filled with desire. That's a good one. Oh, yeah, Gillis was the host of the, as I'm watching the highlights right now. By the way, 304, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 888-808-1019. We got 3 hours down, two more to go on our five-hour ride to the warm-up show. Shane Gillis was the host of the ESPYs. I feel like we really don't have any... Now, he did some of the jokes were very, very fun, very funny.
Hilarious.
I'm watching the one right now, SGA. He's like, SGA is here, everybody. And now everyone around him is in foul trouble. Some of them were really good. I thought he did a good job. Now, again, watching it, it didn't sound like a monologue. It sounded more just like he's just flat out just telling jokes. And he also acknowledged, like, he constantly said, I didn't write this one. He would even preface it. Like, sometimes after a joke flopped or it was one that's really... Because there was a couple political ones. There was a Epstein joke in there. There's all kinds of jokes in there. But sometimes then you'll go, I didn't write that one, don't yell at me. But he was like prefacing them by like, now I'm going to try one, I didn't write this. I was like, oh man. But it didn't sound like a monologue. It sounded just like a set and telling jokes, which is fine as long as they're funny, and a lot of them really were. But I've noticed, like, not that the ESPYs were ever that big a deal, but I didn't even know they were on tonight. I had no idea. And now I'm all over the place. I sleep in the middle of the day. I'm coaching teams. I'm busy. So I'm not the one, although I check Twitter constantly because this is what I do and I have to know all this stuff. I didn't even know the ESPYs were tonight. And is it me? And I know a lot of it's because of the political climate and we feel like these award shows have gotten political, especially like the Academy Awards and everything. But like we, as a people, don't seem to care about award shows anymore. I don't know. I feel like they've really, I was just flipping through we were looking at the nominees, my wife and I, for the Emmys just came out. And I was looking at the supporting actor one in particular because it's like just the three shows we happen to watch. Like we watched three shows over the last 6 months or so. And the supporting actor category was like nothing but those three shows.
What shows?
It was seven total nominees, and it's three from The White Lotus and three from Severance, and then one from the show Paradise that I watched, The President from Paradise, which is a show on Hulu. I said it's like a tsunami comes and takes over, hits the world, and the United States government, along with like 20,000 people, go underground and create their own city. It was very interesting. And then the president gets assassinated, and you're trying to figure out what happened. It was really good. I forget his name, but it was from the guy from This Is Us and a couple other things. But anyway, it was like, oh, we watched three shows in the last 6 months. Literally, it was Severance. Then we watched White Lotus, and now we're watching Paradise. Like the three shows we have watched in the last 6 months or so were all the people nominated in that one category. But like, I feel like we don't care so much about these award shows anymore. Like the Academy Awards, the Golden Globes, the Emmys, even the ESPYs on some level. I always knew when it was. Like, I feel like we really have that we don't have an appetite as a people anymore for these award shows. We care far less than we used to.
I, for one, do love the award shows, but I think the reason I do is because growing up, my mom used to love them, and we would always watch that together.
Sure.
So we still have that bond. Like, mm-hmm. She'll text me, oh, the Academy Awards are on tonight. You want to come over? And like, we'll plan stuff like that. You know, we'll watch them and everything. The Grammys a little less because I just don't
remember
know
when the MTV MTV Music and MTV Movie Awards. They were huge.
Massive. Like when I was a kid, not even a kid, when I was like a teenager, that was when Taylor Swift and all the Kanye stuff happened.
Oh, right. Yeah. When he jumped up on stage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they still did. I mean, maybe they still do this. I just don't watch. But they used to have performances in the street. Now I think they just go to concerts for people. They're like, oh, Bruno Mars is in concert tonight, so we're going to just show you a song.
Really?
Yeah, oh, that's like terrible. I tuned in one time and that's what they did. And they were like, hey, and Bruno Mars, like in the middle of his concert, went like, thank you, MTV, for my music award. And like,
oh my God.
It was brutal to watch. And the movie awards, I don't know. I don't even know about those. But the ESPYs, the only reason I did know they were on tonight is because I said to myself yesterday, I was like, oh, there's nothing on tomorrow. And then I was like, oh, wait, the ESPYs, don't they always do that this day? And I only remember because it's the All-Star break and it's the day after the All-Star game and there's nothing and that's when they usually do. But other than that, I would have never remembered that this was now and until I would have seen the clips on Twitter. And it's sad because all of these things, these were institutions back in the day. This goes to everything, though, bro. Nothing's an institution anymore.
I know. No. When I worked with Mike, there would be breakdowns of the Academy Award. Like, Monday's show, part of it would be breaking down the Academy Awards. Like, that. Like the Academy Awards were a huge deal. And I feel like you still care who wins or whatever, but I don't know if it's just because nobody goes to the movies or whatever. I feel like I know, and now that I'm an adult with children, I see far less. But, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like I don't see the movies that win anymore. I don't know what's going on. Nobody cares about it anymore. It's like, it's almost like counterculture where, you know, we feel like it's become political, one-sided, so that half the country doesn't even want to watch because it's nothing but a bunch of, you know, whatevers. And it's just like, you know, it's true. It's just that, I don't know. I feel like award shows used to be the huge nights, and then just now we don't care about them at all.
And
it's a bummer.
And I think that...
It's a bummer.
I think that really goes to a lot of things. And thankfully, not the Super Bowl yet. That probably won't change.
Oh, no.
But at least for a very long time. But, like, you look at everything. The World Series is not the same as it used to be. The NBA Finals aren't what they used to be. Although some will argue internationally it's much bigger. It's not here.
Yeah.
NHL has never been, like, an institution with the Stanley Cup. I don't think to the level of everything else we're saying. Everything that used to be an institution is now just another thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another day. And maybe that's part of the way that we cycle through things, cycle through stories, move through life now, and there's so much going on constantly
that
we hear about every little thing that it's not maybe as important, or it just breezes by and it's like, oh, okay, that happened, cool. What's next? It's like, maybe we do need to take time every once in a while
no
to
one
just
takes
sit back
time.
And go,
No one takes time. We don't care anymore. Right on to the next thing. That's how it works. 888-808-1019. Just like I'm done with what we're saying right now. Moving right on. That's the end of the award ceremony conversation. 888-808-1019. Mick Monagle here with you on The Fan. We're taking your calls, having a little bit of fun. Von Miller, we'll get to a little bit of football as well. We've done a lot of the baseball, Mets and Yankees, obviously over the first 3 hours and over this last week as we get ready finally for baseball to come back on Friday. I miss it. I miss my best friend. I miss my best friend. I miss having three televisions going of baseball games. I miss it. I miss it. Baseball is my best friend. Lieb, you know I love you, Mike. You're my best friend since childhood. I love you, but we don't see each other that much anymore. You have kids. I have kids. You live in Westchester a couple times a year. We talk, you know, we're in the group chat, I know, but my best friend's baseball. I'm sorry. Hate to break it to you, bud, but you just don't do enough for me. 888-808-1019. But yeah, so Von Miller with the Commanders. And look, that's the news of the moment, and it's something to talk about. He's 35 years old. They are the oldest team in the NFL, the Commanders, and some of the moves they made over last year, and obviously had an incredible year. Jaden Daniels is not old, as the rookie had one of the great rookie seasons we've ever seen. And part of the reason why so many people are pessimistic about this Giants season is the schedule, and namely the idea that you have to play two games against the two representatives of the, you know, and national, the NFC championship game in Washington and Philadelphia, clearly. And I'm curious to see what Washington is this year. I think this is an interesting year because as great as Daniels is, I don't know if they are good enough as a team to just be what they were last year, every year moving forward. As good as he is, and I think they're going to be good, don't get me wrong. Like, I think they're going to be a borderline, at the very minimum, a borderline playoff team. But are they, because that's what great quarterbacks do for you, but are they so good that we're going to be in the midst of a Eagles-Washington stranglehold on the division, or, you know, right there with the Detroit Lions as the best team and the 49ers maybe as the best team in the NFC year in and year out? Like, is there a step back for a second year of this team and this organization? And I'll be totally honest with you. I don't know if I love the coach. I love the offensive coordinator in Kingsbury. I think he's an excellent offensive coordinator. We'll see how I'm sure he'll get another head coaching job almost immediately. This will probably be his last year in Washington, unless it's a disaster. But Quinn, I don't know. We saw it get stale real quick with Atlanta, and they started blowing game. They started blowing lead after that Super Bowl. And I'm not so sold and just overly confident that Washington is just going to be this threat that the Giants can't contend with at all. And we'll see. I saw a piece on Russell Wilson in Sports Illustrated. I have a feeling Russell Wilson is going to play well this year, as long as he could stay healthy. And he said in the article that he was playing through injuries his first year in Denver, and then towards the end of last year that he was playing through injuries. Now, injuries come in the NFL, and that's why the most important player, and I heard the afternoon show doing this the other day on who's the most important player for each team, the Jets and Giants. I don't think there is a doubt for the New York Giants. There is not a doubt. The most important player for the New York Giants, and they all agreed, I think they all said it, I don't know how you don't say Andrew Thomas. Andrew Thomas, without question, my children's namesake, there is no doubt, Andrew and Thomas, there is no doubt that he is the most important player for the New York Giants. It's not even close. And there was a report about a month ago that they're going to take it easy with him through camp. There's a chance he wouldn't be ready for the start of the season. They desperately need him from Jump Street. He has got to be out there protecting this quarterback because, again, like, if he's telling you it's injuries, now that could just be an excuse. Obviously, Russell Wilson is not above making excuses for himself. But I do believe when you watch him, he can still throw the football. He still throws one of the more beautiful deep balls in the league. You've got Neighbors. You've got Slayton, who gets down the field and knows the offense inside and out and can get down the field and has some speed. I think Wandale Robinson can be shifty. I like the wide receiving core. It's not top of the world, but Neighbors has a chance to be, and the other two are serviceable and pretty good. And Slayton, They've been trying to get rid of Slayton for years. They've been trying to find someone to replace him, whether it be Hyatt, who, again, put on 10 pounds of muscle, apparently, and still running just as fast. I heard Dottino and Schmelk, who do a great job in the little brief Giant shows, and obviously they have podcasts and everything. If you want to talk Paul Dottino and the New York Giants, you can go find it. But he was talking about, they were talking about how Hyatt has really put on a lot of muscle and looks completely different, but hasn't lost an ounce of speed. And they've been trying to get him to be that second wide receiver, that third wide receiver for forever. And it's been Slayton beating him out consistently because he knows the offense, he has the speed, and we'll see if Hyatt can get down the field and run the route tree. But that's not a terrible wide receiving core. I honestly think with Dable and Russell Wilson, there's a chance to actually have a passing attack. And I know Neighbors had a pretty damn good year for a rookie, but I haven't felt like the Giants have had a passing attack since Eli Manning. Like a legitimate passing attack. Like in a legitimate get down the field and beat you with the passing game. It's been forever. Daniel Jones, he was serviceable at times and clearly used his legs, and I'm not trying to kill Daniel Jones. I've done enough of that, and now he's the Colts problem. But even when he was winning, I never felt like there was a legitimate passing attack from the Giants. And when you have, you know, Tracy and Scadaboo as your two running back tandem, I think the weapons are there. The one thing that could hold back the New York Giants offense is obviously Russell Wilson, first off, if I'm completely wrong about him. That's obviously the quarterback's number one. But besides that, is the offensive line, the same bane of our existence we have talked about forever. And you watch it. With Andrew Thomas last year, it was serviceable. It was okay. It was passable, particularly in the passing attack. The pass blocking was pretty darn good. And I feel like they've stabilized themselves with Luminor tackle, and now we'll see if Evan Neal can find his way to actually get a job at left guard, because you don't get drafted where he got drafted without some sort of talent. Like he has ability. And he couldn't play tackle, but maybe he could be a good guard. We have seen that transition work in the NFL for some of these guys. Now, I'm still worried at center. The interior does still scare me a little bit. I feel better about the tackles. But if the offensive line can block, I think they have a shifty third down back in the slot. I think they have a legitimate number one. I think Slayton can get down the field. I think Hyatt can get mixed in. And I think they got a dual running back room that is really talented and young and explosive and can fight for yardage in the short game. Like, I think the offense has a chance to be pretty good, and we know what the defense can do, and that's get after the passer. As Abdul Carter, obviously, everything you hear about him coming out of camp is that he's everything he's been projected to be. You know, they went out and got a number one cornerback. Now, whether he's a legitimate number one, we'll find out, but you know, he's not a shutdown corner in any means, but he is physical and he plays well in the run game and he can, you know, lay the wood. He can, you know, get, that's right, I said it. I was trying to find a way of not saying it. I don't know if you heard me, but I just decided to go for it because that's, my grandfather used to always say, I'll give you a wood shampoo. That was, look at the face. He meant,
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Okay. He meant like a baseball bat or something, but he would never hit me with a baseball bat. My grandfather was a very nice man. But that was just a phrase. I don't know. He can't, along with everything won the war. My father was my mother's father, was a World War II vet. He was in the, South Pacific, and he would always say, that won us the war. Like whenever things would, like my favorite was Spam. Made me laugh. We were at the store one day. I was like, oh, you want to buy? I forget why Spam came up. I was like, oh, I love Spam. Oh, you like Spam? I'll tell you something. Spam won us the war. Like he was big on things won us the war constantly. He was like, oh, this won us the war. You know. Well, I'm trying to think of other examples. I know I heard it a bunch, but Spam was always the one that stuck out of me. Oh, you like Spam? Let me tell you something. Spam won us the war.
I was going to say, is that the most random one?
That was the most random one, yeah. Spam won us the war. He would always say that. But where was I? But we know the defense, again, they bring in a legitimate safety. They still have young kids from last year's draft. You know, Phillips, really, who came on and played extremely well. So you're hoping some depth there and some ability to grow in the defensive backfield, the defensive front. While, you know, I'm worried about the run game a little bit. We know Dexter Lawrence is there. What else at the tackle position? We'll find out. But as far as DNs, the ability to get after the passer, we all know what Carter can do. I believe we all have seen what Burns can do. I think Thibodeau, just in the straight-up pass rush game, third and long, pin his ears back, can still do that. And we know Dexter Lawrence is the premier defensive pass rusher at the tackle position. So they should get after the passer, which should help them in the defensive backfield, clearly. And I just feel like this team has a chance to be pretty good. So as we got the news today that Von Miller is going to help stack the defensive front and edge rush for the Washington Commanders, who had such an incredible year last year, and we know how good the division is with the champs in Philadelphia, the Commanders continuing to improve, although they are kind of old. They have the incredible young quarterback. You know, Dallas from year to year is always at least talented, and it's an impossible division with an impossible schedule. But I'll tell you, I have some optimism about the New York Giants this year. I truly do. I truly do. And I haven't had it in a while. As you know, even the people who constantly get on me for being a Yankee optimist will also get on me for being a Giant pessimist. Brett in Long Island will tell you I don't even like the Giants because of how pessimistic I've been about the Giants over the last handful of years. And maybe it's just the idea that the Daniel Jones era is over. Maybe that's part of it. I have to admit, I was getting weighed down by it. I was getting bogged down by it. I was getting just inundated by the idea that we had to constantly have the conversation about who is Daniel Jones. And it's not his fault. And I wish him well. And I do think there's a chance he's somewhat successful with the Colts. I don't think he'll ultimately be successful enough. But I think it's best for everybody. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for us. So the idea that Daniel Jones is no longer a part of this team, even if it is Russell Wilson, and we'll see if Jackson Dart hits the field, but I'm kind of optimistic that Brian Daboll and this offense can make it work, because if you could get competent quarterback play, I think Brian Daboll is a good enough coach to make the offense work, and we haven't really seen an offense that was able to put up points in forever, and hopefully this is maybe the beginning of it. 888-808-1019. Stu, I know I went on a little bit of a rant there, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, get right to your calls, maybe a little bit of football, a little bit of Giant football after a couple of days about the Jets and Wilson and Sauce Gardner. And I was talking to my man Fleegs, who has given up on the Jets. He is no longer a Jets fan, apparently, until Woody Johnson sells the team. He was unhappy with the Sauce Gardner signing. Loved the Wilson signing. Thought Sauce Gardner last year didn't play all that hard, didn't try that hard, was being called out by some teammates, had a down year, and that there was no reason to rush and give him a contract. I feel a little bit differently. I think for many reasons, it was good to set a precedent and a tone inside the organization that we take care of our guys. And while not having the best year last year, I do think Sauce Gardner is a extremely talented cornerback and has an opportunity to be one of the top shutdown corners in the game moving forward. And that's what you're paying him for. So a little bit of football if you'd like. Obviously, your baseball calls as we take you to the 5 o'clock, the rest of our five-hour midnight ride. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Quick break. Be back after this. Yeah, no, Toto, Hold the Line in Africa. Really, those are the three major hits. There's more, but those are the three big hits.
I knew nothing about this band outside of Africa. That's how I kind of found out who they were, mm-hmm. and that was about 10 years ago maybe. And then I dove into them during COVID, and I found out, like, they won... And to speak Emmy Awards, but award shows, Grammys. They won Album of the Year.
Really?
They won Album of the Year for one of their albums, and like they swept that like award show. I'm like looking at this, and I'm like,
really?
Wow, how are they not a band that's in the zeitgeist of everybody?
Yeah, yeah. No, Toto. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. Stu in Brooklyn. What's up, Stuart?
The Mets have to do one thing.
What do they have to do? What's that one thing?
Number 8.
Yeah. Is it?
Number 8.
Yeah, number 8.
He was the main cog of that championship team. He handled that pitching staff like nobody else could.
Mm-hmm.
He got clutch hit after clutch hit for those Mets. I was rooting for them back then. And let me tell you, he was a cog. He was likable. He was lovable. He didn't get into all that crazy stuff in 86 when the rest of the team became very feisty and mm-hmm. just kicked everybody's butt. I mean, I remember Ray Knight going after everybody. Anybody got in the way, Ray Knight was there, along with Darryl.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that was such a crazy season. I mean, I went to a Giants game in 1985. After two innings, it was Strawberry 7, Giants nothing. I mean, I saw Doc Gooden on the left field. I was in the mezzanine in the left field line. I gave him two thumbs up. He said, get two thumbs up back. And then we went and go. Then he went and did what he did with the snow candy, as we called it back then. And he ruined our first ballot Hall of Fame career, along with Straw.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember those days. I was outside with my black car driving for TWR Express back in 1986. Waiting to pick up people coming out of Shea Stadium. That place was rocking. The foundation was shaking. It was an amazing, amazing season. And then we don't go and put in Gary Carter onto the Raptors. They don't go and put the Carter onto
the
Raptors.
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, well, look, right now, you know, Steve Cohen has done a lot. Towards giving the fan base what they want. Obviously, the Tom Seaver statue, the retired numbers now.
The Tom Seaver statue should have been put up when he was alive, just like they did in San Francisco for Willie Mays.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Mays' statue was put up when he was still alive. They put the statue up. The Wolpons should have put that statue up the day he retired.
I understand that, but they didn't. And I'm saying, so he can only do so much
at a time.
I know he can only,
but he's got to retire number 8. I mean, it's that simple.
Yep.
The kid was the heart and soul of that team.
He was a very important piece. That was the final piece to make it a World Series winner. There's no doubt. He was obviously a huge part of that team. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Rick in Manhattan. What's up, Rick?
Hey, T-Mac, how are you doing? I'm a big Yankee fan, really big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I really enjoyed the conversation and listening to you guys. I got one more Toto tune for you guys, Georgie Porgy.
Georgie Porgy?
That's a good one by Toto. But
yeah, well, that sounds like Yankee fans clamoring for George Steinbrenner. Oh, Georgie Porgy, where are you? George, we miss you, man. George.
That's a good two by Toto. You got me with that.
I don't know Georgie Porgy. I got to be honest. When I hear Georgie Porgy, I think of Seinfeld and the cleaning lady in the episode of where he sleeps with the cleaning lady in the office and the cashmere sweater. Georgie Porgy. That's
right. Yeah, it's a good two, no. But
okay, I'll look at it.
Reminiscing a little bit about the extra inning games because we're talking about the swing off.
Yes.
And the Manfred man, which I didn't dig, but I guess we have to do it, and I understand it now.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at a game, I think 2002, where Jason Giambi hit a grand slam walk-off.
Okay.
On the 14th.
Yeah, against Minnesota in the rain. That was his Yankee moment.
Yes.
That was Jason Giambi's Yankee moment. Another thing that I think is ridiculous, but... I don't know what the guys have. I don't understand Yankee fans. You got to have a Yankee moment. No, you don't. When you're a Yankee and you put on the uniform from day one, I'm rooting for you. I don't need you to have a Yankee moment. And let's be honest, we act like everyone has one. They don't. There's like a couple, like Giambi has a very noticeable one. Maybe, obviously, Godzilla. Matsui has the grand slam against Minnesota on opening day. That's kind of a Yankee moment.
I was there too, by the way.
Oh, were you there for that one?
In the bleachers too, yep.
Those two. No, that's one of the last Yankee games I remember watching with my dad, so that one means a lot. That one means a lot to me. I remember that home run. But don't always have Yankee moments. So, but I those are a couple, no doubt.
Yeah, just really a pleasure to speak with you, and just wanted to offer that observation.
With the end of thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what his point was. The Yankees end of games? Is that what he was saying? I don't know. But hopefully the end of games are more victorious than they're 10 games over 500, 2 games behind the Blue Jays heading into Friday and into this weekend and into the second half of the season and into the trade deadline, where that's kind of where I open today again. Brian Cashman, I don't think he's gotten enough. Or I shouldn't even say credit, because again, I acknowledge the moves haven't been that successful. The deadlines haven't been overly successful. But I think people are misunderstanding and having a tough time distinguishing between unsuccessful and unaggressive. He's been aggressive, and he's gotten talent. It has failed a lot of the time, most of the time. Hopefully Jazz is going to break that trend. He was better down the stretch last year for them. Didn't play all that well in the postseason, but is having a great year now. But, I mean, I went through the names. Edwin Encarnacion, Sonny Gray, Rizzo and Gallo, Benintendi. Now, you might look at, what are you talking about, Chris? Those are legitimate trades for legitimate players. Whether they turned out good or not, Sonny Gray ended up not being good for the Yankees. Look at what he was before. He was the ace of the Oakland A's. And look what he's done since. Like, it didn't work with the Yankees. Absolutely. Ended up not being a great trade. Now, they didn't give up much. None of the prospects they gave up turned out to be anything out in Oakland. But aggressive. That was the premier starting pitcher on the market. We could laugh now at Gallo and his, just horrid career since that trade. And now he's literally trying to make it as a pitcher. But in the moment, he's on pace for 40 home runs with Texas. 2-time All-Star. Like, Gallo, they needed left-handed power. That's the premier left-handed power bat in the sport at that time, arguably. And Rizzo. So Benintendi was hitting .320 when they traded for him. No doubt, hardly any of those have worked out. So I want to say Brian Cashman has to go out there, and that's part of my point too. Like, we clamor for Suarez. Suarez could easily be on the list of players just like this that they trade guys like Spencer Jones for or Schlittler for, and in 3 years we're killing the trade deadline and how bad it was. Right now it's like, oh my God, he would never go out. How could you trust Brian Cashman would ever go and attempt to get someone as good as Suarez? He never trades for guys as good as Suarez. Bull crap. plenty of guys have been as good as Suarez in the moment and then came here and failed. And if 3 years from now, Suarez stinks in the second half and does nothing in the postseason, he'll get added to the list of terrible trades and won't get credit for the idea that he went out and was aggressive at the deadline. Oh, Suarez, what, are you kidding me? He was awful. Yeah, he was. But that doesn't mean in the moment it wasn't an aggressive trade. So that's where the question was. How aggressive do you want to be? Because even when you're aggressive, and make no mistake, Brian Cashman and the Yankees have been for a lot of these deadlines. Being aggressive doesn't guarantee you get the right deal. It doesn't guarantee the player comes in here and performs. And are you willing to trade away guys who could help you at low money value for the next 6-7 years for a rental in the name of being aggressive if they don't even pan out? So I think that's a fine line. I think it's a fine line. And for me, Suarez, as much as they need offense, and that's why they typically lose in the postseason, if I'm being objective about this team, I don't think third base is at the top of the list of things they need. I would still put reliever at the top of that list.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
And if I'm going to go trade prospects or make real impact moves with guys who are, you know, going to cost some prospects, I feel like I'd rather get a legitimate reliever, a closer, someone I know I can trust at the back end of the bullpen more than a third baseman, because I'd rather live with a slight upgrade. Give me McMahon. Give me, you know, Ke'Bryan Hayes. Give me, you know, even IKF. Like, give me a slight upgrade. Make sure he could play defense, and a fairly good upgrade as far as offense goes over Peraza, which isn't hard to find. Give me that and go get impact at the bullpen spot. I think that'd be more impactful for me. And I'm hesitant to trade guys like Schlittler, and I'm hesitant certainly to trade guys like Spencer Jones unless I'm getting the big-time acquisition. If I'm getting someone who I can't deny how good they are, and maybe they're under contract. I know, you know, Austin Riley has come up as an option in Atlanta. I think that's a pipe dream, but his name's been bandied about. If you can get him, who's under contract for a long time, even though his numbers have come down over the last couple years, that's someone where now I have my answer at third base for the next 4 or 5 years. That is the kind of trade I'm willing to trade those guys for. But I don't know if you can trade a Spencer Jones for a rental. But make no mistake, You can argue that the trade deadlines have been unsuccessful ultimately, and I can't argue because the players have not come over here and performed. They've either gotten injured or not performed well. But don't act like Brian Cashman doesn't make you, you scream prospect hug and he never makes these moves. He does. He does. We just don't remember them for what they were because they didn't end up working. But Sonny Gray was the premier starting pitcher to be traded that year. Edwin and Encarnacion had almost a 900 OPS when he was traded here and was one of the premier sluggers of the generation. Rizzo and Gallo were all-stars. Rizzo was an MVP caliber player. Rizzo won a platinum glove. Rizzo won a championship with the Cubs. Like, those are premier players. Brian Cashman's talked like he's going to be aggressive, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's aggressive now. Look at this Toto calls. I love it. But let's get to Pat in the Bronx first. What's up, Pat?
Mr. McMonigle, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Well, it's nice to have a little break from baseball for a while. When I saw this swing off come up, my first thought is, what is this BS? But, I mean, it was fun, I guess. There's our fun. The game means nothing.
Yes.
Get them home to their hotels, back on their planes, wherever they're going, as quickly as possible. There's no reason to extend this. I didn't want them to burn out Diaz's arm.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, the pitching is the main thing. You don't want to extend pitchers in an all-star game. Absolutely.
Makes no sense at all. What do you think the Mets' glaring needs are? I hear people saying center field. I would settle for McNeil in center field.
Yeah.
With Taylor to relieve him defensively.
No. I can't do that.
You can't do. You have McNeil's bat in the lineup, for goodness sake.
Yeah, but I know McNeil has come through with a couple of hits, and he's actually performed way better than I'm going to give him credit for. I still don't trust him in a big spot. I don't know. I want a better defensive outfielder, Taylor's defense is good enough, but his offense isn't. It just isn't. He's a fourth, fifth outfielder on a championship worthy team. I would definitely. I think outfield is up there. I think bullpen is up there. I guess rotation depth. I don't think they would get an impact starting pitcher, but certainly another guy to bring in here now that Griffin Canning's gone and Paul Blackburn is now injured and still, even if he comes back, wildly inconsistent this year. So I would look for a back end of the rotation arm, number three, an offensive center fielder, at least a better offensive player in the outfield, two. And then bullpen, number one. I would really look to improve my bullpen right now.
All right, let's take these one at a time, and I'll go quick. The bullpen, granted, they're up and down, but Stanek and Reed Garrett have been good for the most part. Brazoban, for the most part, has been good. We're getting Brooks Raley back,
yes,
who should be good, and we've got Diaz. That's five relievers.
Yeah, I mean, should be. And Stanek, you say, has been good overall, whatever. What's his ERA over the last 2 months? Five and a half, almost six? Like, I don't know if I'm as comfortable with him as you are. He's not terrible, and any given day he could pitch well. Reed Garrett, I'm starting to trust again, but, you know, goes through tough times. Brazoban right now, I don't feel as good about as I did a month ago, so I just think you need a lockdown bullpen with a rotation like they have. Let's be honest; they don't go that deep into games.
I understand.
So I think I need a little bit better of a bullpen, and I just look at the bullpen as more and more year by year, more and more important to championship level teams. I just think the bullpen's really important, and yes, you have Diaz, lockdown closer, one of if not the best closer in the game. Feel great about Diaz. Outside of that, and again, Brooke, you know, Raley should be good. I don't know. If Brooks Raley comes back and has a chance to pitch this week before the deadline, but I don't know when he's coming back. I don't think they've announced when they expect Brooks Raley back, but I can't just count on him being good again. I don't know. Both teams are looking at David Robertson. But I'm looking for impact arms at the back end of the bullpen. The problem is almost everybody is. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
Oh. Hey, we're talking Giants. I have three quick questions. But first of all, I'm almost reluctant to encourage your singing, but I think Toto's your range.
Yeah, Toto, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Toto fits in. Billy Joel, Toto, Bad Company is another one I feel like I sing good. So, yeah.
Okay, here's my three questions quick because we're going into a new season.
Uh-huh.
Were you happy that Saquon Barkley, who everyone in my 11 online social media groups thought was one of the best running backs in the league, but was held back by a terrible organization.
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy that he won a Super Bowl?
No, because it's the Eagles. I'm happy for him on some level, but I'm overly,
were
no, I'm
happy
not happy.
For him that
yes.
he won a Super Bowl?
I'm happy for him, yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, would you let your children wear Dallas Cowboy jerseys this year, during the year?
Again, why are we talking about? Why are we talking about my kids? Like, really,
and
who
then
cares?
The third thing would, and
but
then
no,
the third
I would rather not. I would rather not let them wear.
And the third thing,
yes.
Would you be happy, truly happy for Daniel Jones if he makes a run, even to the Super Bowl, but lost?
Yes. I would be happy for him personally.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I think he's a good dude. And the organization did him wrong, too. I don't think he's that good, and I don't think I'll have that opportunity to be happy for him. But, yes, I would be happy for Daniel Jones. He did nothing wrong to the Giants. He was an emblem. He was a very good Giant. He tried his best. He was, unfortunately, not very good.
Giant that you bashed for 5 years.
Yeah, but that's not true. I've never said a good.
98% of
I don't think he's talented.
Negative on that guy.
Yeah, but not about him personally as an individual or someone who I don't like. And I've always admitted that.
Giant, Chris?
And I've always admitted that
giant we're talking about.
Yeah, I understand that. He wasn't a very good Giant as a player. I don't think he was very good.
Got us to the divisional round. Who else?
Okay, great.
6 years.
No, you're right.
I'm
but,
just saying.
But
like,
I get it.
Russell Wilson does.
Let's see what Russell Wilson does. Do you think Russell Wilson or Daniel Jones, who's better?
Well, at this point of the career, Chris, right? Everybody thinks Russell Wilson's done.
Russell Wilson led the Steelers to the playoffs last year.
Led or Justin Fields?
No, Russell Wilson.
Oh, it wasn't Justin Fields who was making the run with that team? Okay.
No, it was Russell Wilson. Justin Fields started the year.
You buy into a 37-year-old Russell Wilson, do you?
I think he gives them a better chance than Daniel Jones does, yes. I think
well,
he's
the
able...
team's different, Chris, too. It's not fair. It's not like plugging in.
Again.
The team has 10 different pieces now. So that's really not a fair comparison either, right? It would be
you just asked me where with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones isn't very good. Daniel Jones is not going to be very good in Indiana.
If he does good in Indianapolis, in the Colts, then you were wrong on that.
When are you ever going to admit you're wrong? You're never going to admit you're wrong. He's no longer a Giant. He stinks. No. Yeah, no. Yeah,
so
but you said it was going to work. You said, you watch, Chris. You're going to eat your words about Daniel Jones as the Giants quarterback. You watch this year, Chris. That's what you said. He stinks. And he stunk as a Giant. And he's a good dude. He tried really hard. He did everything he could. He's not very good. And if he plays well this year for the Colts and makes a run, I'll be happy for him personally because I agree, and I've said a million times, the Giants didn't do him any favors. But you know what? Good quarterbacks overcome that crap. Good quarterbacks find a way to overcome it. And he won 1 year because the coach figured out a way to stop turning the ball over because he stopped asking him to throw. And then he came out the next year and lost 40-0 to the Cowboys, and it took a miracle second half to beat the lousy Cardinals, and then he was terrible again. And then he started this year, was terrible. The Giants are, it is good for everybody. Daniel Jones and the New York Giants, that he's no longer here. And I'm tired of it. Like, Brett, of all of your obnoxious crap about my kids, about whatever else you want to call up about, whether I'm entitled to call myself Italian or whatever else you want to call about, the most obnoxious of all of your self-obnoxious garbage that you provide on a daily basis, nothing is more obnoxious than continuing to kick the can down the line on Daniel Jones and having the balls to continually ask me if I'm worried that I'm going to feel stupid about being wrong about Daniel Jones. Like, what else has to happen? He completely failed with the New York Giants. You never step up and say you were wrong. You're always like, well, if Daniel Jones is good next year, if Daniel Jones does this, if Daniel, every year it's another, well, if Daniel Jones, you never have to say you're wrong. It's always just the next year of if Daniel Jones, if Daniel Jones. It's already a failed experience. It's already off. The conversation's already over. You've already lost. He's not here anymore. He was terrible. He never did a thing with the Giants, ever. And now, and you've already set the groundwork where if there's any success for the New York Giants, well, it's a different team. They've added pieces. They've done this. They've done that. Okay. So if anyone else shows, if anyone else success with the Giants, then it doesn't matter. That's not a bad look on Daniel Jones because the team is completely different. But the Colts are, what if Jonathan Taylor runs for 2,000 yards and he's just there for the ride? You're going to say the same, oh, well, look where he led us. He didn't lead the Giants anywhere. He did beat the Minnesota Vikings. Can't take that away from him. He played his ass off that day. He played great against the Colts the last game of the year, and then he played his ass off against the Minnesota Vikings. That I will not take away from him. Those were two great performances in that playoff game he won. Not Saquon Barkley, not anybody else. Daniel Jones won that playoff game. And then he was garbage against the Eagles. And pretty much his entire Giant career. But one day you'll prove me wrong, Brett. One day. You never have to admit you're wrong, of course. That's okay. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Update. We'll come back. We'll say good morning. And we'll take you for the final hour of this five-hour midnight ride all the way to the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.